The St. Vincent and the Grenadines Arrowroot Association is hosting its annual Mondongo Festival in hopes of fostering a deep love for preparing and consuming local arrowroot among the younger generation. Manager of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Arrowroot Association, Salmon Walter, says the Mondongo Festival is a way of bringing awareness to the preparation of Mondongo, ensuring the longevity of a dish that connects Vincentians to their rich Garifuna culture.
We have quite a bit of Mondongo starch in store, so we're using that to keep the tradition alive, keep the culture of using what we grow. It is passing on the tradition of how do we prepare. It's a Garifuna system of production and food. How do you prepare the Mondongo? Not many people know how to prepare it. Mondongo this year is roughly similar to what is happening all the time. It is to highlight the Mondongo as part of our national cuisine. And I think the child got it right when she said after breakfast and breakfast, which is a national dish, Mondongo is the dish. It is to bring back the use of the arrowroot starch to the national cuisine because the young people today aren't aware how it is prepared. So the custom is passed on by the older people so the younger people can know how to do Mondongo.
The festival began in 2018, and according to Walters, the theme for this year was chosen through a competition among schools in the area.
This year, we are celebrating the festival under the slogan, after breadfruit and jackfish, Mondongo is the dish. That slogan was written by Akele Kittels of the Sandebe Primary School. Every year, we throw it out to one of the schools in the Arrowroot Zone for a student to come up with the winning slogan. The winner would get $500 for his or her effort. The second prize would get $300, and the third prize would get $200. So this year, Akele Kittels of the Sandebe Primary School would win within $500.
Walters details the menu and the event's agenda.
This year, the menu would comprise of Mondongo, fried Mondongo, served with blackfish, saltfish, smoked herring, fritri, or fried fish. Patrons will choose one of those five sides as they come to the counter to say what they want, or like one Mondongo with blackfish or saltfish or fried fish or smoked herring. And also we'll have also funji. Again, it's served this year with the fish broth. Normally, there is a formal part of that festivity that takes place in the afternoon. In that formal session, sometimes we have the Prime Minister. I believe we have the Prime Minister will make an address. The AU representative, Mr. Montgomery Daniel, will make an address, as well as the Agriculture Minister, Saboto Caesar. They have all been informed. They will be entertained by Dynamic Eyes and DJ Kano. So we want to make it a day of fun and family. There will be some fun events for the children also.
Walters is inviting Vincentians to attend the Mondongo Festival as part of this country's 45th independence celebration.
There are so many activities that you can attend, but a drive to Rabaka Monday beats them all. If you live in Kingstown or the Leeward side or you live in Grenadine, you drive up to Rabaka. The scenery is inviting. You would love to drive up there, and you're going to get a lot of food because not only are we going to do Mondongo, vendors come and they bring different things to complement what we do for the Mondongo. Last year, some people brought calado, some people brought goat water, and it's a day of fun and festivity. Independence we're celebrating, and I want everybody to come to Rabaka. You're not going to be disappointed. You're going to enjoy it. So please, see you at Rabaka Monday. It's going to be great. Rabaka National Park from 10 a.m. until you say when.
Manager of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Arrowroot Association, Selman Walters. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.